I'm Dan Klufstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced more than 1,700 new cases of COVID-19. The announcement also includes a dozen deaths. 1,500 people in Illinois are reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 126 are on ventilators. Meanwhile, the state is placing tighter restrictions on a portion of southwest Illinois, but Governor J.B. Pritzker admits it might not be enough to slow the spread of COVID-19. Sean Crawford has more.
An area which includes the St. Louis Metro East is the first to have its economic reopening rolled back, albeit slightly. Several days of a higher positivity rate means bars, restaurants, and casinos will have to close by 11 each night, same as across the river in the city of St. Louis. Social gatherings are also topped at 25 people or 25% of a room's capacity.
We could be just a step away from additional mitigations if things don't turn around in the next 2 weeks.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says the two-week window is needed to see if the changes are having an effect. I'm Sean Crawford.
Many school districts are delaying in-person instruction and starting the year remotely. That can present challenges for parents who work during the day and can't be there to help with their child's virtual learning. That means many will have to seek childcare, and those providers are advertising that they provide e-learning assistance. Cammie Loving directs program operations at the Kishwaukee Family YMCA. It's offering a new supplemental school age care program for kindergarten through sixth grade.
So they'll be able to see other people and talk to other people, but the groups need to actually be within their own groups. So they'll have that ability to intermingle with their peers.
Loving says the program keeps groups to under 10 students. It requires masks to be worn inside and outside when social distancing isn't possible. State officials have a warning for those still recovering from this month's storm damage. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency says scams can take a variety of forms. The state is working with local authorities to collect damage information that will help guide the next steps in the recovery process. Local emergency managers will also carry official ID and proper PPE when visiting a storm-damaged home. Post-disaster scams include fraudulent housing inspectors, building contractors, and donation solicitors. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Two women were shot in Carbondale over the weekend. Carbondale police say at around 3 a.m. Saturday, one or more vehicles blocked the path of the victim's vehicle on North Springer and fired multiple shots at the victim's vehicle. The two women sustained non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. The victims fled the area in their vehicle and were treated at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. Officers say there's no suspect information at this time and that the investigation remains active. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact the Carbondale Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 549-COPS. The Illinois Department of Public Health has a new guide to help assess out-of-state travel risks during the pandemic. Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the travel guide indicates which states and countries pose the greatest risk for the coronavirus.
We know that people may have to travel, but potentially based on where you may go, that travel may increase your risk of exposure to COVID-19 by putting you in contact with people who have a higher chance of having the virus.
Ezike says airports, bus and train stations, and rest stops are all places with an increased risk of transmission. The travel guide is available on the State Department of Public Health's website. And locally, more than 100 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported, with 5 additional deaths in this region. Jackson, Jefferson, Williamson, and Union counties all saw double-digit increases in new cases as of yesterday afternoon. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.